Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Hello, caller.
Oh, hello, Ian. I called you a couple of weeks ago about John Lydon, and I've called to give you the update you didn't think you needed.
Oh, go on. Remind me. What was the call about John Lydon?
I was asking you to your opinion to whether you thought it'd be gash or not, because I was starting to get a little bit...
Oh, that's such a horrible phrase, isn't it? I found myself saying something was gash the other day, and as soon as I said it, I hated myself for saying it. You were going to a book event or something.
Yes.
Okay. I thought he'd be good. He's always good. He's the pantomime villain.
It didn't work out like that. He spent the first 40 minutes just talking about weird things like shitting himself at school and wanking on I'm a Celebrity.
Okay.
I was like, okay, this isn't quite, you know.
Wow.
Fair dues. This is odd.
Yeah, very.
Then there was an intermission in which he was going to come back and answer people's questions.
Yeah.
He answered about 6 questions, mimed to a couple of his own songs, seemed a bit annoyed that the energy was off in the room and kind of walked off.
Hang on a minute. He mimed?
Yeah. He wanted people... Yeah, he was miming. It was proper weird.
And he said... Well, I mean, how many people were there?
Well, the venue was for 900. It didn't look like it was at capacity.
Right.
I think maybe he was a bit upset because it was back in North London, so I thought he'd expected it to be his manner, you know.
Yeah,
I think people are a bit more savvy. I paid 30 quid and I didn't really pay 30 quid hearing about him shitting and wanking
well,
and not answering people's questions.
Hang on a minute.
I don't know what I paid for.
I would pay 30 quid for the shitting and wanking. I had to sign a thing when I did I'm a Celebrity saying I wouldn't wank. There was a no wank clause in the contract. I had to sign this big contract before I went, and I also had to sign a contract when I was in Australia, and they made a real point of showing me the wanking clause. Said if there is any, I mean, obviously it said you must not touch anybody inappropriately and respect people's boundaries and all of that kind of stuff. And misogynistic, hateful, racist language would not be tolerated. Great. But they pointed out the thing that said you are not allowed to touch yourself in I can't remember the wording, but it was like in a sexually intimate way. So I'm guessing they had... Real wanking problem.
He was on before you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the John Lydon role.
Also, it was the least horny place I've ever been in my life. It was so unhorny, you know. It was, I had trouble with my penis in the jungle. But that's for another day. Maybe I'll do that when I'm doing...
For the book tour.
What songs did he mime to?
Bodies, Pistols, and then Rise, Public Image.
Oh, I love Rise. I can't listen to Rise. I had a when I was like heavily into drug addiction, I had a Public Image best of, and I had what was the other album? Oh, the Scissor Sisters' first album in my car on repeat. And so I can't listen to Rise anymore because it takes me to waiting in a car park in a carpet shop in South London. Oh, well, I'm sorry that it was so I'm sorry it was so disappointing.
Oh, it's not your fault. Ian, I hope this is too self-indulgent, but I have one other thing. I'll be very quick.
Yeah, go on.
I thought of a way to monetize your station.
Oh, baby, yes.
Obviously, probably, I'm sure you thought of everything already.
I don't think so. I haven't thought of technical stuff that works, so no.
Well, what my idea was I know you got sponsoring the shows and things, if people could sponsor a song, so then they could pay... a smaller amount, but then you'd play one of their records.
Oh, yeah. I'll play songs for a fiver. Yeah, of course I will. I'll do anything. That's not the most ridiculous idea.
It's not so much a commitment on people.
It is not so much of a commitment. That is not the most ridiculous idea I've heard today. Thank you very much. Sorry, John Lydon was disappointing. Tutty bye. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I missed a load of calls. I can call back now and I can dip the volume as well, which is fantastic. Why didn't I think of this before? Man alive. 0203 286 6370.
Good evening. Michael speaking.
Hello, Michael. This is Ian Lee speaking.
Oh, Ian, thank you so much for calling me back.
That's
kind of you, sir.
It's what we do. If I miss your call, I give you a call back. How can I help you, Michael?
Well, I wasn't expecting a call back, but it's very kind. A couple of things. It's so good to hear you back on the radio in the evening.
Thank you very much.
Listening to you of an evening. I did tune in earlier, and you had the guys on talking about the computer game show.
Yes.
And I was wondering, you posed a very interesting question, but you didn't answer it yourself.
Okay.
Which is your favourite game and which is your least favourite game? I was really curious.
All right. Well, for a long time, I've said my favourite game is Elite on the BBC Micro because I think it's astounding. But actually, I haven't played it for such a long time that I say no. Do you know what? I'm really hankering to play Rainbow Six Vegas. I'm really hankering. And I put in a lot of hours. I've just downloaded it on Steam. I put in a lot of hours on Rainbow Six Vegas. Although if I had to pick my favourite game, I'm going to go for Halo Wars.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good choice.
It's a good one, but no one played it at the time. Certainly no one plays it now. So Halo Wars. And if I had to pick a shit game...
Please, yeah.
I played one the other day that wasn't very good, but I'm worried that the devs might be listening.
I was going to say anything recent, yeah.
I really struggled with, and this is me being polite, with First Class Problems or something. First Class Problems. It's kind of like a clone of Among Us. I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was really dull. However, I thought it looked great. My 9-year-old absolutely loved it at the weekend. So why should I speak? For I know nothing.
So they think, because Among Us was such a hit, there's other companies now trying to do similar games and just not getting it quite right, do you reckon?
I just think they tried to do too much. I tried to do too much with it and it just didn't fit. I thought it was not very good. First Class Trouble, that's it. First Class Trouble.
I will avoid it like a plague, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. You can Skype TLNA, and if I miss your call, as I've done here, I will give you a call back.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for
077. We won't let that number out. Oh, no, 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 no.
Leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording...
We won't leave a message because there's another call coming in. Hello, Faith!
Ian, how you doing?
Oh, man alive. I wish there was a man or a woman here to just, like, do all the computers and stuff. This is the thing I hate, Faith, about when... And listen, you're a Twitch streamer and a journalist, and you've done all these online things, and I've been doing online things for the last 17 months. Here's the thing I hate, Faith. I hate the technicals. I hate it, but I'm the only person here that can do it.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, the sound. I'm kind of like thinking, like, I want to see what you're working with. It sounds really interesting.
I'll do a picture and post it on the Discord. It's exactly the same as the Twitch stuff, but I'm now, to make the volume work a bit better, I'm now taking calls through the laptop as opposed... There we go. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on Twitter. There we go. I'm taking a picture and I'll post my setup on Twitter. It's the same as the Twitch, really. And I hate it, Faith. It really stresses me out. And and there's always something that goes wrong. And people go, Ian's doing that technical thing that he does. No, I don't know what it is. I can't do it.
You'll get there, though. But Ian, don't stress about all this stuff, because what you're doing is amazing. I've been listening to it since about just gone 7. I missed the start, and I've just been listening, and I'm thinking, this is incredible. It's almost like you can now do what you want to do. Be yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you go. You know, thank you, Faith. And that means a lot. I've got a lot of respect for you. I think, you know, I'm a big fan of your work and stuff. So that means a lot. And this is cool, building something. And, you know, we're so lucky that we've got, you know, some sponsors and there's an audience. And the numbers have really, really helped. I'm not going to say what the numbers are, but the numbers have really helped for the whole thing. And I'm thrilled with that. But dear God, Faith, if someone phoned me up tomorrow and said, Ian, we'd like to give you 3 nights a week on this tiny little radio station and we'll pay you. Boom. I would be in there straight away. I would be in there.
Yeah, of course you would. That's what you want to do. You shouldn't have to be doing all the technical stuff yourself. You should be there with the microphone and a little slider up and down. That's all you want.
In fact, you call it a slider, not a fader, says you're even less technical than me. How how are you doing, Faith? What's going on for you?
I tell you what. I didn't want to make it about me, but because you've asked, I've got another magazine contract, which is great.
What magazine are you writing for now?
It's a brand new one called Sega Powered. And it's run by some very, very hot guys from the industry, Dean Mortlock and a few other people.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it. I was shocked to get the call. They were like, you know, because when I saw it, I was like, oh, they're going to get all proper old heads in. But like you were saying, I think they want a little bit of variety, a little bit of difference, not just the same old. You know, you've been talking about it quite a bit tonight.
Yeah.
Not just having a load of middle-aged white guys writing about video games, and they wanted some different people. So yeah, I got the call.
Diversity is the key, right? And although it's a tiny, tiny part of why I can't get work, like maybe 5%, it's also really, really important, you know? And if I got to shout a little bit louder and run a bit faster and jump a little bit higher to get noticed, well, then brilliant, because that's what other people have been doing for years and years and years.
That's exactly it, yeah.
But also, they've taken you on because you're really, really good, you know? You're really, really good, and that's the key. That's the key.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm really happy that they just said, look, we know you're all about Sega. Yeah, you've not got all the experience and stuff, but it doesn't matter. You know, your work is good. They're really happy with it all. So I'm really if you want to pick your brain, actually.
Yes.
Now, a few of my sort of readers and a few people that watch the Switch and that have said, Faith, you've got to do a podcast. And I always put it off because I was like, oh, there's so many of those.
We talked about you doing a podcast before.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it now. So I found a co-host who lives locally so we can sit together to do it.
Yep.
And now that COVID's all finished and all that, we can sit and do it. And he's really engaging and all that sort of stuff. So hopefully that will all work out. I just wanted to ask a bit of advice, actually, if we're going to do it.
Go on.
So I know it's hard to get and you probably can't give all the secrets, but I was thinking, I want to make this as professional as possible. I'm not going
to the wrong person. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll think that. But how do you go about getting a sponsor for a show? What is it is there a process you go through as someone in your line of field to go, right, I need some funding?
You want to know how I did it?
Yeah.
I was in the jungle. And that's the thing. I was in the jungle. So even 4 years later, most of the magic dust has come off that. But I can still sometimes, if I send an email saying, I'm Ian Lee. You may remember I came third in the jungle and I stole some strawberries with a thick boxer. There are still a couple of doors that will go, oh, okay, right. Well, there's not many.
I like that.
There's not many, but there's that. The other thing, here we go. I can probably help you better by going to the other job I'm doing. I'm trying to get work as a placement, right, as a counsellor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do 100 hours for free, right? And none of them are impressed when I say I'm the guy that was in the jungle. No one gives a shit about that in this. It's a completely different world. In fact, it puts some people off. So I have just had to email and email and email and email saying, this is what I can give you. This is the package I am presenting for you. Are you interested in this package? If so, can we talk about it? And for me, it's a counsellor that's done 5 hours experience and I'm in my second year and, you know, la, la, la. For you, it's a podcast and you write for these two magazines and whatever your podcast partner does as well. These are our skills. This is what we can offer. I got this many subs on Twitch. I got this, and this is what the podcast is going to be. Would you be interested in sponsoring us? And it's just...
keep hammering those doors.
I've sent out 30 emails. I've got one placement, you know, and 29 either rejections or ignoring. And I got tomorrow, at some point this week, I'm going to do another 15 emails. And it's just that.
That's what I was thinking. So maybe what I do is I sit down and look at all the kind of companies that do retro magazines or retro this, retro that, and just go, right, get a list and go, right, let's hammer up some emails. make it specific to that company, what we can offer them and all that sort of stuff. Okay, yeah, I think that, I think I was thinking that, but I just thought, is there anything you might have a little bit extra? But no, you've just got to knock on the doors. Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's not going to happen. Because the only reason why I was thinking that was, it's not so much really about the money. It's just more a case of, if you can sort of hit the ground running of, this is a little bit more sort of professional in that air bubble kind of situation.
It sounds great. This is the Retro Game Podcast in association with, you know,
exactly.
It does
give it that air of sort of authenticity, doesn't it? Yeah. That it's not just another person doing a YouTube channel or whatever.
Yeah, of course it does. I wish you the best of luck. I think you're absolutely fab. And
thanks, Ian.
It will happen. It's happening.
Yes, lovely.
It's happening. All right, Faith.
Brilliant. All right, see you later. I'll phone in again another time.
Thank you. See you later on. All right, 0203-286-6370. You can Skype TLNA. What do you reckon? Do we try another? No, I don't want to do another song. I want to talk to you. I don't want to play any more music. We're here for another 50 minutes. And then after tonight's show, we are playing an old Absolute show with the music missing from 2009. Imagine. So you can stick around for that. And then tomorrow, the kind of schedule kicks into place. Tomorrow at 7, we've got the Muggy Bonehead show, which is just an insane, wonderful, beautiful kind of thing. And I'll be back tomorrow night at 10. Wednesday, we're not quite sure what Wednesdays are yet. It's me. Thursday at 7, it's Fadson, who we heard earlier on. And Fridays at 7, I can never remember the times. Oh, God. Anyway, the Nerdy T-Shirt Girls, who are absolutely fantastic. There is another show that's going to be coming to the station. Hello, Katia.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Katia, I can hear you.
Good. I'm not really a big fan of the Zoom at all. So.
Okay, well, it does sound like you're in a tunnel or something, but that's okay. Uh-huh. Katia, you are the missing link in the Radio Anywhere schedule.
So what does that exactly mean exactly?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it means exactly. What it means is exactly that you are the last piece in the current jigsaw puzzle. And of course you don't like Zoom. Zoom is full of spies. You are the kind of the current missing piece. You are the last person to climb aboard this wagon as we rattle out of town. And it means I haven't got your show in place yet.
Can I forgive you?
I don't know. Can you? I mean, I'm not going to beg for it. I would kind of appreciate it, but I'm not going to beg for it.
I think I can.
Thank you.
If I don't, what happens to my show?
Your show gets, if you don't forgive me, your show gets more publicity than any of the others because you are a free-thinking individual.
Okay, then let's do that.
We've both left it kind of late. I was sort of let down by someone who was going to do the Wednesday show. I've been overwhelmed by stuff, by so much stuff, and overwhelmed. But tell people what your show is.
All right. I haven't written that down, so it's in my head. Should be in my head what it is exactly.
Okay.
But this is 10 o'clock really the apex of your mind, is it? Because it's not really my apex. Is
10 o'clock the apex of your mind? I have literally no idea what that sentence means.
Well, like, have you noticed that during the day...
Have you noticed?
Yes, have you noticed?
Doing stand-up now.
I'm standing up. How do you know that?
Because it's 10 o'clock is the apex of my mind.
Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, let me continue.
Please do.
Because you can't cut me off, can you?
Yeah, I can, but no. I won't. I won't. I'm treating you with the respect you deserve and maybe a little bit more.
What was I saying?
The apex of my mind.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, yeah, it's not really my apex at all. Because usually I'm in the sofa... And I kind of fall asleep a bit.
Ah.
Yes. So.
Okay. Yeah. You're still waiting. Let me just remind you, Katia, about 5 minutes ago, I asked you to describe your show. And we're still, whenever you're ready.
Okay. The show is called The Odyssey. And it's like it says on the tin. Because what is an odyssey, Ian?
Well, wasn't there a group called Odyssey? So it's kind of like 70s, like sort of disco. Is that what you're saying the show is?
Yes. No, it's all to do with the sirens and Ulysses and stuff like that. It's about setting up on a big ship. And breaking the boundaries of music. That's what I want to do. I want to be like John Peel, but I can't be John Peel. So that's it, really. That's a really rubbish explanation.
It is rubbish because it doesn't in any way explain the type of music that you're playing.
No, well, that's the thing. I don't want to explain the type of music at all because guess what? That's what I discovered. So when I started the show back in the days, it was on Total Rock.
Right.
And I landed on there because I did an interview for my friend Watko on Mansfield.
Let's just have a moment to all think of my friend Ian Watkins, Watko, one of the most talented people I know, who never got the break that he deserved.
Yes,
and yet Mark Dolan's in employment. Anyway, sorry. Yes. Okay. Lovely, Watko. Go on.
So he rang me and he said, "Oh, do you know what? There's this interview with Saxon Byford. Do you want to do that?"
Yes.
I said, "Oh, well, that's a really strange idea. I've never interviewed anyone. What the hell should I be doing this?" But, you know, I decided, okay, well, then yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to read everything I can about this Saxon and Biff Byford, which actually I didn't really like. I hate Saxon. That's the thing I told him. But it was an experience. So I was in the studio interviewing Biff, who was really, really...
Sorry, is his name Beef? Is his name Beef?
It's B-I-F-F. So it's not beef.
Biff. LeBeuf. Where?
Yeah. Biff Bifford or Byford. I don't know. He's from somewhere up in Yorkshire or something like that.
Yes.
So anyway, and recorded that for him, for Watkins, Ian. And then I thought, oh, do you know what? Maybe I should... sent the tape to the guys from the Total Rock because so and they said, oh wow, this is quite good, yeah, we're gonna play that. They played that on one of their shows, and then later on I ended up having a rock show on Total Rock. And that's how it kind of evolved, and I've interviewed people that I really didn't think I would interview.
Go on. Like, who have you interviewed?
I've interviewed Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting because it was more or less when you did your interview. I think I interviewed him a week after you did. So I said, oh, well, let's analyze Ian's skills. Oh, and no, I didn't replicate your skills.
There's no skills. We normally on the show, Ian Anderson was a slight exception because I didn't really know that much about him. But we would normally just get people that we really liked. So I'd kind of know about them. You know, I was a big fan of their books or their music or whatever. And I'd just kind of chat like that. That was my skill, you know, is just talking bollocks.
But I didn't talk bollocks, think. I hope. So, Jeff Downs from Yes, Steve Hackett, which is going to be the first show that hopefully will be played on your lovely radio station. So Steve Hackett,
yes,
for people who don't know, he's an ex-guitar player with Genesis. And I think that he really fits in the Odyssey because... he is so hungry for sounds coming from all over the world. Like he collects, yes, he collects sounds and music, that's stupid what I'm going to say, music instruments. Sorry, as I said, it's not the apex of my mind, 10 o'clock. So, what was I saying, Ian?
You were talking about collecting instruments.
That's it. So this interview where he says, look, I started as a 20 years old thinking, oh, I'm always going to be this guitar player playing this style. And then you kind of grow up and then you realize there's a whole world out there. And that's what I wanted to do. And I still wanted to do with the Odyssey is like, okay, so when I was at Total Rock, you know, you receive emails from PR people and it's like, okay, bands from the UK, obviously, the US. But what about Vietnam? What about, you know, I wanted to know about all these places. So I, thanks to the internet, thank you.
Thank you, internet. Well done, thank you.
So it was kind of a quest to discover all these, mainly metal at the time, because... at Total Rock, there's quite a lot of metal, and I am a big fan of metal. See what the hell is happening over there in Afghanistan, and I went to conferences, wow. World Metal Conference. That was amazing, you know. I've recorded this interview with this guy who... still is, but well, who is the only guy in a metal band in Afghanistan, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not very popular over there. And
wow, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So I'm going to play all those very interesting interviews. And what I've noticed that I have to do is it turns out that there is a little bit of extreme metal in my stuff. And I don't think that it fits in with your station. Yes. So I've removed that and I've replaced that with stuff that I didn't even think I was going to encounter, because obviously I'm again on my journey with the Odyssey and discovering stuff about artists that make me excited, Ian.
I can hear it. I can hear it. And it's beautiful. You know, it's wonderful. And this is why I loved your show so much, is because it's not you just going, okay, and here's this song, and here's it. You can hear the passion. You can hear the passion. And I think even if someone is not that aware of that genre of music, mm-hmm. I think your passion and your excitement will pull them in.
Let's hope so. I really hope so. And also, and we'll see how it works, because, you know, I'm obviously a big fan of speech radio and stuff. So I hope that it can evolve and transform a little bit. And I want to do stuff that I don't know, you know, do you wonder? Because that's one of my obsessions at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you'd ask the question. Sorry. Yes, go on. Do I wonder? I
haven't finished. Do you wonder people who live on oil rig platforms?
Yes.
Do you wonder about their lives?
I think they're all horn dogs and they're all at each other 24/7.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
what do you think happens there?
I really have no idea. So I tried, I rang a chippy in Aberdeen, because I thought that Aberdeen is, you know, they've got those.
Hang on, sorry. Someone just posted a funny picture and I looked at that. You ran a chippy in Aberdeen?
Yeah, because I want to find those people. I want to talk to them. So, and I recorded it, so I can play that if you want. It's my beginning my journey to find this old rig worker. But someone last week told me that they know about one old rig worker, and I'm going to speak to them.
Why? I love you so much. Why oil rig workers? Did you see a chip shop?
Yeah, they've got chip shop in Aberdeen.
Yeah, but did you? And you ran it. You rang it on the telephone.
Yeah. How did you...
I thought you said you ran it, like you owned a chip shop and you worked it.
No.
Okay. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I called them with a phone.
Yes, that's better.
Okay. So they were not that impressed with me. But I've got the. It's all recorded. I like to ring people also. You know, like on the T. Like, have you ever noticed that when you buy some brand for tea, it's written on the packet, do you want to talk about tea?
Is it?
Yes. Well, then ring us. So I did. And I've recorded that too. So
what did PG Tips have to say?
No, well, yeah, it's can we mention brands?
Yeah, it's the internet. We can say shit and bum if we want.
Oh, okay. It's the Twinings.
Ah, the Twinings. Yeah. Ah, the Twinings. We'll always have the Twinings.
But it's amazing because you've got this person over there and you just wonder, did they probably get some training for that? And actually, yes, this lady is trained for answering your questions. So that's amazing. That's amazing. So, yes.
So your show's about tea and chips. Is that, have I got this right?
Oh, more or less. Listen, I've written down because sometimes I get distracted.
Oh, have you got ADHD?
No, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Do you? Yes, you have.
I think the answer to that question means yes, you do have it.
Okay,
what have you written? Go on, and then I'm going to play one of the songs from your show.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, oh, really? Yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, tell you what, name any song, go as hard as you want, and I'll get it up on Spotify while you're talking, or find it online.
So you can play like really hard.
Anything. Yes, we can play anything.
Okay, so it's Mad Architect.
Yeah. Yep.
By Septic Flesh.
Well, they sound like a wholesome bunch. Okay, I've got it, right? You tell me what you've read and then you introduce it and we'll play it.
Okay. West Side Story. This is the thing that is amazing, is that when I spoke to all these different musicians from, you know, all those different kind of music, all of them, more or less all of them, talked to me about West Side Story. And this is, talking to guitar players from thrash metal bands and others from Yes, and all of them have been influenced by West Side Story. So I think there's a book to be written about that because that really struck me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I've got Septic Flesh up. Would you like to introduce it and I will play it?
Yeah, okay. Open brackets. I'd like to say this is not the kind of music I'm going to play normally, but because Ian is insisting, here is Septic Flesh with Mad Architect.
Here we go. Thank you very much. See you later on. Bye-bye. Now that may seem a bit steep. Not a chance. Look at what I gave him. Quite a lot of Roman terracotta. They've been lava from the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here we go. The last 30 minutes of the show. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be playing. Well, some saying we. It's me. Let me put this heated blanket on. It's flipping cold, man. It's cold. But I live in the house on my own, so I'm not going to put the heating on. I'll put a heated blanket on. After this, I'm going to work out what is wrong with Zoom, and I'm going to have a cheese sandwich. Last 30 minutes of the show. And then I'm going to play an old Absolute show from 2009, which you may want to fall asleep to. I don't know. I'm going to fall asleep listening to Saturday night's Alan Bezik. 0203 286 637. Now, don't call just yet. Don't call just yet. Because now you can call. I had Skype closed. Now Skype is open. I'm aware there's all kinds of bings and bongs and things going on that I wouldn't want you to hear. I'm really sorry. This is just me. Hi, I'm Ian Lee. I'm 48 and a half. This is just me doing this. And I've had a lot of help from Matty doing the website. And some of you have helped with supplying the music a little bit. But this is me. And it's a car crash sometimes. Hello, caller.
Hi there, Ian. It's Gary.
Yes, Gary.
I put a tweet out for the show.
Yes, mate.
I said
appreciate
that
the support.
Your 50th caller would win a PS5. Is that all right?
Do you know what? I think we're safe.
Yeah.
I think we're safe.
I mean, I've got a PS3 that you could just scratch the number off and write 5 on it, and you can use that.
Once at school, someone wrote something obscene on Matthew Percy's pencil case, and it was on his calculator. It was obscene, and he tip-exed over it. Except he tipexed over the words. So he just highlighted the obscenity. He made the obscenity more obvious than it was before.
Could he still do that thing where you could turn the calculator upside down and it could say boobs?
Boobs?
Could he still do that?
And esso. Yes, he could still do that.
He could still do that. That's fine. Well, what more do you need a calculator for?
Why are you speaking all Cockney?
I don't know. I'm trying out a new voice.
Okay. Well, but hey. That's interesting, isn't it? Trying out a new
voice. This isn't canon, as you say. This is brand new. I can be who I want.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the real me all along.
Could be. Can you hear what I'm doing? I'm doing a Bezik.
You're typing away, aren't you? Which means I'm not that interesting, which means you're probably going to cut me off quite soon.
Well, I'm not going to cut you off, mate. You're going to hang up.
Oh, OK. A bit like that, is it? A bit like a Belgian standoff, is it?
The Belgian standoff? What the fudge is it? Actually, no, I'm going to cut you off. I am going to cut you off. 0203-286-6370. Skype TLNA from anywhere in the world. If you Skype in, I don't really want to see your face. Turn your camera off. It's the last 27 minutes of the show. How would I rank the show? And the listeners have helped. Well, the listeners are higher than they've been all night. It's a few hundred. It's not thousands. It's a few hundred. And I'm so grateful for you. Someone just asked on Twitter, how can they support the station? It's really, really simple. If you go to radioanywhere.live, there's some merch. If you go to ianandcatherine.com, there's some merch there. The best way you can support your Visionary Soup, of course you can ring and have a moment. The best way you can support the show, the Patreon. Patreon.com/IanandCatherine. I can afford to do this because of the Patreon. My big fear is we're going to lose some Patreons because I'm going to be giving out. This is going to go out as a podcast. My shows will go out as a podcast. If you look for the Radio Anywhere podcast feed, you can grab them there. The other people's shows, they're on their own podcast feeds. But my show is going to be on the Radio Anywhere podcast. And my fear is that people are going to go, well, we're getting at least 5.25 hours of Ian Lee a week. Why would I want to subscribe to the Patreon and they cancel their subscriptions? No, 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 no. The only reason I can afford to do this is because of our fab sponsors, and I've got 3 more sponsors to mention, and I will mention them after this call, and because of the patrons. So keep the patrons going. Good evening, Visionary Soup.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
Wanted to ring and have a and moan, but not anything specifically.
Was it about Katia? I do apologise. And I voted Brexit so that her... No, I'm joking, of course. Have a moan. You can do whatever you want here. It's great.
My car. I love my car.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a Hyundai.
Oh.
The engine light came on, started flashing, and I had no power, and I'm used to having a lead foot.
Okay.
So I'm now not particularly stranded. I have to get to work, but now I've got to get a cab.
Oh, the cars breaking down is the shittiest thing in the world.
I'm so fed up with it. And it's like the first thing that's gone wrong with it, and I'm already done.
Oh, God, as soon as my star... Well, when I was earning, as soon as something went wrong with my car, I would get rid of it and move on. So how much is it going to cost to fix?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's probably the catalytic converter.
Is that expensive?
Yeah.
Aren't they made of gold or something, or plutonium? They're made of some, like, because was it? I seem to remember, like, years ago, people were stealing catalytic converters because of the rare precious minerals in them.
They still are in our area. I had to have a Ring doorbell installed because it's like really high, and I'm just so infuriated with the fact that I've got to pay out this cash that I've saved to do other things. It's just like, oh, great, thanks. Yes, I've got the money, but...
Paying for a car repair, it's like you spend a lot of money and you don't get anything. You just get the thing back that you had. Yeah. That's it.
Only it does stuff that you were kind of expecting it to do in the first place. And, it's just like, you sort of think, it's just like the top, the pinnacle of stuff that's going on and then the car goes. So... I kind of understand sometimes your frustration with stuff, because literally hand to car, I'm earning the cash.
Well,
I'm putting it in the car.
My car went the other day, and it was the clutch, and I had a clutch installed a year before, and it was £1,200. This is after getting it towed for £300, and I thought, oh man, and I took it in the garage, and thank God he fixed it in an hour, and he said, right.
Yeah,
it's either a really simple thing that I've just done by, tightening something and pressing this pedal a few times, in which case it's fixed for free, or it's going to be a new clutch and that'll be about £1,200. And so for the next 2 weeks, he's fixed it. But now, this is only a month ago, I'm still a little bit nervous getting in thinking, is this it? Am I going to be stranded somewhere? I hate cars. I hate technology. I hate computers. I hate the shitty system I've got set up here that doesn't work. I hate everything.
Well, this is the thing. I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. I was literally raging in the car because I took, pick up my son, he said, oh mum, can you pick me up from club? So I made my way sort of down there, and I got to my hill, which is treacherous to say the least, and I got to the top and I thought, this is not feeling so good. So I literally limped the car, continued to drive it because raging, limped to pick him up, and then limped all the way back with him having several suggestions of what it might be, because he's quite good with stuff like that, but he's like nearly 15.
Yeah.
And I'm trying really hard to stay calm. And I was like, it's okay. He said, I could have walked home. And when you sort of think, it's not your fault.
Hey, I keep saying we, stop saying we. It's an affectation. I did the story earlier on. I got my missus pregnant after using Walker's crisp packet as a condom, right? I don't know if you heard that earlier. And I put it on Instagram. I took the picture and put it on Instagram and said, this will be, we do all the big stories. Someone's replied, I know someone who used one as a condom years ago. Ha ha. That person is saying they know someone. They're a travel agent. They knew someone. I'm going to reply, really?
It's a thing.
I'm going to write that. Really? It's a thing? Thanks for that.
I was trying to work out the dynamics of that as well. And I saw the clip in when I was at work. And the thing is that I inappropriately burst out laughing in my office. And everybody kind of whipped round. I went, Ian Lee. And they went,
oh, that prick. Okay, yeah.
I bored them to tears with it.
Oh, what? Sorry?
I've bored them to tears.
Oh, I cut you off. 0213 286 6370. It's the last 21 minutes of the show. Let's get these phone calls in. Let's prove to me you want to have this as a show. We've got six great sponsors, right? If you want to sponsor the state or advertise, sponsor, whatever, you can. It's 75 quid a week for 4 weeks. It's 300 quid. And I've not mentioned all of the wonderful, wonderful sponsors yet. So I'm going to mention another, the last three. I want to thank Paul at creasedcards.com. Creasedcards.com. Basically, you know those places, I'm going to say, you're not really meant to mention other, like Moonpig and Funky Pigeon and all that, right? It's that, but it's smaller. And what that means is it's done by like one or two people. They do it. They get their hands on. They design the cards. Some of the cards are filthy, right? Too filthy for me to even mention at creasedcards.com. Too filthy for me to mention. But they're funny and they're great. Now, here's the thing that really sold me. Right, there's a discount coming as well. Oh, there's a discount coming, so don't you worry about that. Here's the thing that sold me. They'll handwrite the card for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got one that says huge cock. They handwrite the card for you. That was the thing that sold me. Forget all of the birthdays are like bumhole cards. Forget all of the charades at the moment. Forget all of that stuff, right? They sign the card for you. Creased cards. It is cards, isn't it? I want to make sure. Creasedcards.com. If you use the code RADIO, you are going to get 15% off. How's about that? So thank you, creasedcards.com. And there'll be adverts playing throughout the days. Here's the thing as well. Surfshark, remember we did a great thing with Surfshark? Very proud to be linked with Surfshark again. Surfshark is a VPN, and what it does is it protects your computer. It means you can go to, like, Costa, and you can use their Wi-Fi, and their Wi-Fi in those places is not particularly safe. I don't know how, but bad people can hack into it and steal all of your data and stuff like that. We'll come to your calls in a second. I just got to do the business, guys. 0203-286-6370. If you have Surfshark VPN, it protects you from that, right? So that is a nice thing to have. Also, you can watch Netflix in foreign countries. I was watching some Pokemon thing with my kids that isn't on UK Netflix. It's on Netflix in the United States of America, and I did it with Surfshark VPN. 83% off and 3 months, no, 4 months for free, right? Use the code anywhere. I mean, what I mean is the code is the word anywhere, so don't use the code anywhere. If you go to surfshark.deals/anywhere. If you're in the Discord, you're getting the link. You get 83% off and you get 4 months for free. Someone asked, how can they help the station? Go in and at least clicking on that link helps the station. Buying it, that really helps the station because it shows these companies that this is a viable business, that people are listening and people are paying attention. So surfshark.deals/anywhere. 83% off, 4 months for free. Thank you very much. Let's do the last one. Can we do the last one? And then we're going to take your calls. 0203-286-6370. The last 15 minutes of the show, you can Skype TLNA. PoseidonSafety.co.uk. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, primarily Cornwall, but also they're moving into Devon now, so you better watch out, all you crappy other safety management companies in Devon. Your days are numbered because Nick and the Poseidon boys are going to be there. PoseidonSafety.co.uk. They are the security experts in Cornwall. They are specialist providers of man guarding, guard dogs. But oh, hang on a second. I'm doing the adverts.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Yes. I'm doing the adverts.
Oh. Okay. I'll wait.
I'll talk to you because I worry you might say something vulgar while I'm advertising our sponsors. So away you go.
Are we on now?
Yes.
Are we on? We're on now. Are we?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Right. I've made you a, if we had a TripAdvisor for radio, I have made you a TripAdvisor review for this show.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. This is the title, Fab Show. Okay. And this is my TripAdvisor review for the 15th of November.
Yes.
When I visited your radio show today.
Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. I think I'm ready. I'm a little nervous, but yes.
Visited this radio show with my friends and family today. Lovely ambience, chat and music. The host was attentive with a lovely, friendly manner. The decor of the website was very modern with a few twists of urban. The portions of chat were very appealing and very tasty to the ear. One of our party was a vegan, and Ian, the host, still let us call up, which was a bonus. The chat room was very easy to navigate, and the queue time to get on air was very fast. Yeah. We'll be happy to come back and visit again. 5 stars.
Although the queue time to get on makes it sound like no one's phoning in, which is actually kind of accurate at the moment. Thank you for that. What's your name?
Ross Patzelt.
Oh, Ross! Yeah, Ross! Thank you very much indeed. 0203 286 6370. So, PoseidonSafety.co.uk. You want to help the show? Just click on these links. Even just clicking on these links registers with the company and it shows that people are listening. And it really, really helps. So there's the link in the chat. PoseidonSafety.co.uk. They're the specialist providers of manned guarding, guard dogs, mobile patrols and vacant property security. And they are working for a safer Cornwall. You can't argue with that. And I want to say hello to Nick, who is Poseidon Safety Management. He was in a really nasty car crash the other day. And as someone, I can't, as someone who was in a very nasty car crash once, I know how traumatic and stressful it can be. So, Nick, I'm thinking of you, brother. And if you want to talk about it, do you know what? I'm probably not actually the best person because I can't talk about my car crash. But find someone to talk to. And do that. PoseidonSafety.co.uk. So those are our sponsors. And do you know what? Let me put the link as well for the Japanese Christmas album. And it really is. I know some of you got it last year. Oh, man, it's so good. It's so, so good. Right, last 14 minutes of the show. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can Skype as well. Why the hell would you not want to do that? Just going to sit here. Oh, I've just realised I'm buggered. I'm doing BBC Radio 4 Extra tomorrow. And if I can't work out the problem that I had with the Zoom...
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Black bra.
I'm going to wait until someone calls in because I feel like I've kind of done... I feel like I've done a lot of work tonight and I don't really want to do any more work. So what I'm going to do...
Bill's had his fill of young males.
Is I'm going to sit here and I am going to find a little bit of music... I've got to sort out these
knockers are better.
Nope.
I think it's just gone politically correct.
I'm going to wait for the next call. 0203 286 6370 or Skype TLNA. No calls. God damn you, you don't deserve this. This show is 23 years in the making since I started professional show business. This is the greatest gift you guys have ever had. Still get more shows than the other station. This is the greatest gift you guys have ever had, and you don't flippin' deserve it. You don't flippin' deserve to have this show. Shame on you. I'm gonna play a song. I've had this song in my head all day, so I'm gonna play it. Oh, I got to stop David Johansson because Dave's called in. Hello, Dave.
And go for that.
Oh, shut your face, you cheeky little git. I'll shut it for you with my fist.
Was that when he was Buster Poindexter for a while, wasn't he?
I don't know anything about David Johansson. Was he in the New York Dolls?
Yeah.
Right. I don't like them, but I like that song. I like that song a lot. And I think it was in the morning show, maybe, that I saw it. It was in my head today.
No, it's okay. I like you. I really don't like the New York Dolls.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We're finding some common ground between us, Dave. We're finding common ground. That's what it's all about.
So we haven't talked about my show, Dave in the Doghouse. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah. Listen, when you run a radio station, you really have to make
some tough decisions.
Tough decisions, Dave. And sometimes you make easy decisions. And dropping Dave in the doghouse was the easiest thing we've ever had to do in our lives.
Yeah. Oh, well.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I've been enjoying the show, as I was paid to say. So, no, I've been really enjoying this show. You know, you've got the tech stuff, you know, ironed out. Fucking hell, man.
It does my fucking head in. And now I've changed the setting, right? So Zoom doesn't recognize. This is so boring. Zoom doesn't recognize my speakers that I use all the time. And I was thinking, I'll leave it, do it tomorrow. But actually, I'm doing some stuff for 4Extra tomorrow. And I will need Zoom to recognize those speakers tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm screwed. So, I mean, geez, it's just.
So, did you see the footage from the last Monkees show?
I didn't watch it. Tell me about it.
Well, they were, you know, unsurprisingly, quite emotional about it. But, yeah.
Nesmith looks really ill, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I thought he looked, you know, looked pretty, you know, but. He was touched by it, which, you know, he gives out this vibe of, you know, not really buying into it all, but he was genuinely, you know, sort of touched by it.
I love Nesmith, and you know, I don't buy into this. He's being coerced and it's elder abuse. I don't buy into that. But I've just read a book that details every day from 1964 to the end of 1970 about the Monkees, and I have just been reminded how powerful he was as a human being, how strong he was, and how powerful he was, and how forthright. And I don't like seeing people getting old and you know, getting weak. Alan Bezett used a great phrase to describe the Queen the other day. She's at the wrong end of life. And I thought, yeah. And Nesmith is there, and he's 80, and he's old, but it's that life force that was.
Yeah, I'm the same with Brian Wilson in a way. He never was sort of. There were points where he was a really confident guy, but there's a point where you've got to go. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And it comes with that. But yeah, it's a bit of a downer. Really.
Yeah. Well, what a downer to end the show. Yeah. But no, I haven't really watched any of the Monkees. I know he got heckled at one of the shows because he was telling a story and someone shouted out something like, "You're not Mick Jagger, just get on and sing." And it really upset him, as it would, you know.
I went to a gig the other day, and there's always a drunk bloke in the corner right at the front.
It's normally you, isn't it?
It's normally me, but normally me standing near the bloke and then we're getting an argument. But this guy was like, a couple of times, so, you know, you get on with it when people are talking in between songs.
But that's part of the show. That is getting on with it. That's the show.
Yeah, I know. And in the band with Romeo from the Magic Numbers, and he just said to the guy, "You say one more word, I'm going to walk you out myself."
Wow. I had to tell what was that band called? What was that band called that Liam Gallagher had?
BDI.
I had to tell some BDI fans to shut the fuck up at a Royal Albert Hall gig. I was introducing The Who and I introduced BDI, but before I didn't introduce BDI actually, but I was on before them and it was for the Teenage Cancer Trust and I had to go out and show a film about kids with cancer. And the BDI fans are, "Get on with it." And I said, "Dude, right, I'm showing a film about kids with cancer. Shut the fuck up. After this, just wait 3 minutes. After this, you can shout whatever you want. I couldn't give a stuff, but shut the fuck up." At the Royal Albert Hall, that was a gas. That was a gas doing that. Nice. Be honest with me.
Yeah.
And be honest with me. And I know you will because you're a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Any good, this?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's something there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do think it's something
worth doing.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna, you know, I say you're gonna get hit up about the tech stuff, but you know, it swings and roundabouts. It's first night nerves. No, I think there's sank in it, definitely.
Okay. All right.
As you say, you know, it's missing from, you know, sort of radio as it is. So, you know, bring it back. I mean, you know, it was pretty good when you did it in the past. Some people seem to like it. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, some people loved it and some people hated it. And that's a great position to be in as an artist. You don't want everyone being indifferent to it.
Exactly. That's the worst thing. You know?
Okay. All right, Dave. I'm coming to the end tonight. I'm going to play a song and then I'm done. Thank you, man.
Cool, man.
Nice to talk to you. Speak to you later.
You too.
Cheers, man. That's it. We're done. Voice message from Anonymous. I wonder. Shall we listen to it? Shall we see who it is? It doesn't work, so we can't hear it. Okay. Oh, what's this? Hang on. Well, there we go. That's it. That's your first one. That's your first cab off the rank. I want to thank Fadson. I want to thank... Oh, hang on. We've got one more call. Hello, yes?
Hello?
Hello, yep. We've got like a minute left.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm at home, self-isolating with COVID. And then here was your voice. And Ian, it was glorious. So stick with it.
Bless
and
you.
Just, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear you.
It's wonderful to hear you, even though you sound like a 65-year-old male smoker now with that COVID voice. Listen, I have to go. Get well soon and we'll speak. Maybe give us a call tomorrow.
Okay.
Take
bye,
care.
Ian.
Bye-bye.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.